Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Amagama Deluxe by Nomfundo Mo. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Amagama Deluxe by Nomfundo Mo was released on August 12th, 2022, under UMG Universal Music Group, and it has 18 songs, which represent 1 hour 8 minutes of runtime, 11 features, and multiple producer placements, including Noction Cross, Martin Mangoba Sosibo, who has the most placements actually, Kelimpilo Manyati, Ntutuzeli, Gift Koza, yeah. After I heard the song Pagade Lami by Nomfundo Mo alongside Shasha and Ami Faku, I knew we had found another one. She capitalized on the drop with a top album that followed in January of this year, and that was her album Amagama. It had 13 tracks and was absolutely stellar. Now, Nomfundo Mo and her team employed the waterfall strategy, which is a thing right now, and added 5 new tracks to come up with Amagama Deluxe, which has 18 tracks in total. I didn't get the chance to review Amagama, but I thought now is the perfect time to share some thoughts on the deluxe version. Here are 3 standout aspects about Nomfundo Mo on Amagama Deluxe. 1. The vocal layering, which gives her voice a unique texture which is easily recognizable. Top tier stuff. 2. The style of music, which I would describe as a heavily South African brand of Afropop infused with easily identifiable sounds that sort of traverse the 80s, 90s R&B, pop, and a splash of right now. There's just a splash of right now in there. 3, exceptional maturity and relatability in the songwriting without alienating the music lovers, the young music lovers. The ability to consistently and exquisitely do these 3 things is what places Nomfundo Mo in a unique bracket of musician that very few occupy. This highlights something really cool with this, the producer-artist relationship. I hear talk of such in hip-hop more than any other genre, to be honest. But in this instance, it has to be raised because I believe it plays or played a significant part in influencing the end product, which is absolutely phenomenal. A bit of digging led me to one Martin Mangoba Sosibo, who produced her first track, studio track, Lilizela, and then on her debut album, Amagama as well. I mentioned him earlier saying he has the most credits on here. Lilizela is interesting because it has a slightly different vocal texture to the rest of her music as her first song, of course, and that's expected. But she quickly changed that on Umthwalo, which was released only 3 months after Lilizela. This is where we trace the rich sound that I'm referring to. The nuance is there, and I mean, they are there. The nuance is, you can actually tell when you listen to the songs one after the next. It's really such a sonically pleasing layering of vocals, specifically to fit Nomfundo Mo. And this is where a sound is crafted based on the artist and their vocal abilities and strengths. Brilliant. Now, to say overall that I'm impressed with Amagama Deluxe is an understatement. The mixing, the mastering, the overall quality is top tier, world class. This album could well have been made by a seasoned artist with 20 years under their belt, and I would have been wowed still. Nomfundo Mo took time with this and then executed it to perfection. I won't hold back, and I will rate Amagama and Amagama Deluxe by Nomfundo Mo as a straight up 10 out of 10. Easily the best album I've heard out of South Africa this year, and the musicality on here is absolutely exceptional, nothing less. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Nomfundo Mo and their team should totally submit the song for a Grammy to see how far it goes. You never know. And quote me on that.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.